Wouldn't you just love to dive into an incredible journey through Scotland?
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine like ancient streets whispering history, these dramatic landscapes that honestly just take your breath away. And maybe even, a touch of movie magic.
Definitely. Well, get ready because we're about to explore a really special Scottish adventure.
One that's designed to show you the absolute best of this amazing place, right?
Exactly. This isn't just any old trip. It's more of a curated experience, a way for you to really immerse yourself without, getting bogged down in all the planning and logistics.
That sounds perfect.
So we're going to walk you through the highlights, kind of day by day,
Okay.
so you can really feel the excitement build and know exactly what breathtaking moments are waiting for you.
Brilliant. Let's jump right in then. So your adventure kicks off the moment you arrive in, well, gorgeous ancient Edinburgh.
That's it. And forget stressing about airport transport. Yeah, as soon as you land, there's a driver ready, meets you right at the airport, and basically whisks you straight off to your hotel.
Seamless start. Love it.
Exactly. Makes it so easy.
And the rest of that first day,
Yeah.
it's completely yours.
No, totally yours. It's your time to just ease into that Scottish atmosphere.
Nice.
You can start exploring the city center. It's magnificent at your own pace. Maybe find a cozy local restaurant for that first, proper taste of Scotland.
Sounds good already.
Or honestly, just relax in your room. The city's right there, waiting whenever you're ready.
Okay, day two. This sounds like where you really get into the heart of it.
Yeah, day two, you dive deep into the capital. So, after a good breakfast, you meet up with a local expert guide.
Ah, a local guide. Perfect.
Absolutely. You get to walk that incredible historic spine connecting two really key royal residences.
That's Edinburgh Castle perched way up high.
Right. And the elegant palace of Holyrood House down at the other end. It really is like walking through centuries.
Wow.
And your guide, they'll give you all this fantastic historical insight along the walk, really sets the scene perfectly, especially just before you visit the castle itself.
Okay, so the guide preps you, and then.
And then what's great is you get to explore Edinburgh Castle independently.
Oh, I like that flexibility.
Yeah, it works really well. You get all the expert context, the stories, and then the freedom to just wander, see what grabs your interest inside the castle walls.
You don't need to worry about tickets either, you mentioned.
Nope, entrance is included. One less thing for you to think about.
Fantastic. What might you see inside?
Well, you might see the honors of Scotland, the Scottish crown jewels, which are amazing.
Wow.
There's the impressive 15th century siege gun, Mons Meg,
Right.
and you should definitely listen out for the 1 o'clock gun. It's quite the tradition, fired daily.
Okay, cool. So the guided walk finishes before the castle visit.
That's right. It wraps up just before, leaving you loads of time afterwards. You could spend hours more in the castle, explore more of the city, or just head back to the hotel and relax. It's completely up to you.
Right, your pace makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, day three, after soaking up all that Edinburgh history, where to next?
Okay, so after breakfast and checking out, you head north. You depart for Inverness.
Inverness, okay, capital of the Highlands.
Exactly. And when you arrive in Inverness, again, you're met by your driver.
Smooth transitions, I like it.
Yep, straight to your next hotel, and the rest of that day is yours. Leisure time again. Lets you settle into your new Highland base, maybe have a little wander around Inverness itself.
Okay, this is where the scenery really starts to change dramatically, isn't it? Day four sounds wild.
Oh, day four is incredible. A full day just immersing yourself in the stunning, sort of untouched nature of the legendary Isle of Skye.
The Isle of Skye.
Yeah.
Wow, how does that work?
Well, after breakfast, you join a small group tour. It's designed for an unforgettable journey. You leave Inverness pretty early with your guide driver,
Okay.
and you'll actually pass the legendary Loch Ness on the way.
Oh. Any guarantees of seeing Nessie?
Well, no guarantees, but definitely keep your eyes peeled. You never know.
True.
But honestly, the drive itself is just spectacular. You're soaking up that dramatic Highland scenery the whole way.
And I see a stop at Eileen Donnan Castle. I think I know that one.
You probably do. It's like the most photographed castle in Scotland, or one of them anyway.
Right.
And when you see it sitting there so dramatically where the three sea locks meet, you'll just get it. It's stunning.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Then on to Skye itself.
Yep. The journey continues to the picturesque village of Kyle of Lochalsh. That's sort of the mainland gateway to Skye,
Okay.
an island that's really inspired so many artists and visitors. It has its unique beauty.
And once you're actually on the Isle of Skye,
You travel up along the east coast, passing through the gorgeous Kulin Mountains.
The Kulins, heard they're amazing.
They are. The panoramas there, honestly, just breathtaking. Prepare for some serious views and photo ops.
Wow. Where do you stop on Skye?
Well, you arrive at Portree, which is the island's sort of vibrant capital.
Right.
It overlooks this lovely sheltered bay, and you'll get some free time there, enough to explore the charming town a bit, maybe grab a snack or lunch.
Sounds lovely, but tell me about those really weird, almost alien-looking landscapes Skye is famous for.
Ah, yes. That's a highlight for many up in the northern part of the island.
Yeah.
You head to the Trotternish Peninsula,
Trotternish, okay.
and that's where you witness these really unusual natural formations, like the Old Man of Stour.
Seen pictures of that?
Yeah. And Kilt Rock, with its sort of basalt columns that look like a kilt.
Cool.
And the Kurrawing, this dramatic landslip area, it honestly does feel almost extraterrestrial, just incredible for photos.
It sounds like a photographer's dream.
Absolutely. So after all that exploring, you're transferred back to Inverness.
And you mentioned the return route is different.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. It gives you even more opportunities to admire that vast Highland scenery from another angle.
Good point. Now, just a practical note, this is a long day, right? Like 12 hours?
It is a full day, yeah, potentially up to 12 hours. You're covering a lot of ground to see the best of Skye. And just so you know, any specific entrance tickets on Skye itself aren't included in this particular package.
Okay, good to know. So, day five, leaving Inverness.
Yep, after breakfast and checkout, your journey continues south towards Fort William, again with your driver guide.
But wait, there's something special en route, a cruise.
Yes. Before you get to Fort William, there's a planned stop for a one-hour cruise right on Loch Ness itself.
Oh, brilliant. So you get out on the water.
Exactly. See those famous deep waters and the surrounding landscape from a total different perspective? Right from the surface of the loch.
Fantastic. Another chance to spot Nessie, perhaps.
Maybe. Keep those cameras ready.
Always. And then you arrive in Fort William.
Then you arrive in Fort William, which is nestled right under the shadow of Ben Nevis, the UK's highest mountain.
Wow.
You check into your hotel there, and the rest of the day is yours to enjoy. Maybe explore Fort William. It's known as the outdoor capital.
Okay, now day six. This sounds like the iconic one for many people picturing Scotland.
Ah, yes, day six. This is the one many people really dream about. After breakfast, it's easy. You just walk to the train station nearby,
Okay.
and you set off on a truly memorable, iconic round-trip journey.
On the Jacobite steam train.
That's the one. You'll be aboard the Jacobite, traversing the incredibly scenic West Highland Line.
Oh, I've heard that line is just stunning. How long is the trip?
It's an 84-mile return journey, absolutely packed with unforgettable views. It starts near Ben Nevis.
Right.
You pass by these stunning freshwater lochs like Loch Morar and the River Mor,
Yeah.
and you arrive next to Loch Nevis.
Loch Nevis. Deepest seawater loch in Europe, you said.
That's the one. The scenery just keeps unfolding. It's incredible.
And the bridge. The famous one.
Oh, yes. The absolute highlight for many is that dramatic view as you cross the Glenfinnan Viaduct.
The Harry Potter Bridge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Instantly recognizable. It's quite a moment.
I bet. What else do you see along the route?
You'll see some beautiful, charming villages too, like Loch Sheilort, Arisaig, Morar, and finally Mallaig, which is the end of the line.
Okay, Mallaig. What happens there? You turn right around.
Well, you have a short stay in Mallaig, this coastal fishing port, and during that time, you actually embark on a one-hour wildlife cruise safari.
Oh, another boat trip. Fantastic. What kind of wildlife?
Yeah, it's great. You head out towards Green Island, which is on the Knoydart Peninsula,
Okay.
and it's a brilliant chance to see wild seals, often just relaxing on the rocks, plus loads of different coastal birds.
Seals. Lovely. Anything else?
Well, you have to be a bit lucky, but yes. Porpoises, dolphins, even whales and basking sharks are known to frequent these rich coastal waters.
Wow. Okay. So it adds a whole other dimension to the day.
It really does. A fantastic layer of natural wonder on top of the amazing train journey.
So after the cruise and exploring Mallaig a bit.
You just hop back on the steam train,
Blood.
Right back to Fort William, enjoying all that incredible scenery all over again, maybe spotting things you missed on the way out.
Sounds like a perfect day. Is the train always guaranteed?
Just a helpful note on that, the Jacobite round trip is hugely popular, so availability can sometimes be tricky.
Okay.
But don't worry, if the round trip isn't possible for some reason, an alternative, comfortable one-way car transfer back from Mallaig is arranged to make sure your journey continues smoothly.
Good to have a backup plan. Right. Day seven, heading back towards Edinburgh.
That's right. After breakfast and checking out in Fort William, you meet your driver again for a comfy transfer to the train station.
Okay.
And then it's the train journey back south towards Edinburgh.
And arriving back in Edinburgh, just walk to the hotel.
Yep. Upon arrival, it's just a short walk to your final hotel. And the rest of that evening is completely yours.
A last chance to soak it all in.
Exactly. Perfect time to reflect on everything you've seen and done across Scotland. Or maybe, you know, revisit a favorite spot in Edinburgh if you missed something first time around.
Sounds like a lovely final evening. And then day 8 is departure.
Day 8 marks the end of this amazing adventure, yeah. After breakfast and checking out, your driver picks you up from the hotel and takes you straight to the airport.
Stress-free departure, too.
Absolutely. Ensures a smooth and easy journey home.
So just to wrap up, let's quickly recap what makes this whole adventure so special, so seamless for you, the traveler.
Well, think about everything that's included. You're staying in exceptional downtown hotel accommodations throughout the trip. Really well-located places.
Right. Location is key.
And delicious breakfasts are included every single morning at the hotels. Sets you up perfectly for the day's exploring.
Always important. And the guided tours.
You get those brilliant guided sightseeing tours with expert English-speaking local guides, especially in Edinburgh. So you're getting real deep insights into the history and culture.
Yeah, that local knowledge is invaluable.
And crucial entrance tickets are covered, too. Like for Edinburgh Castle, the Scott Monument takes away the hassle of queuing or booking yourself.
That's a big plus. What about getting between places?
All the necessary tickets and comfortable intercity transportation, just like we've described, whether it's by train, private car for transfers, or the tour vehicles, it's all included in the itinerary.
So no worrying about booking train tickets or navigating.
None of that. Plus, you get professional meet and greet services right at the airport when you arrive. You're looked after from the very first moment.
And behind the scenes. Is there support?
Absolutely. For a complete peace of mind, you have a dedicated support team available both before you even leave home and during your trip if anything comes up.
That's really reassuring. So it really is about seeing the best of Scotland.
Exactly. The iconic cities, the wild highlands, those magical coasts and islands.
Without any of the stress of planning every single detail yourself.
That's the goal. Just enjoy the experience.
You know, thinking about it, this journey takes you across Scotland using so many different types of transport.
Mm-hmm. You're walking through historic streets, driving through these huge, vast landscapes.
Cruising on famous locks, riding that incredible steam train.
Yeah. How does experiencing Scotland unfold through all those different perspectives, you know? Does it change how you see its sheer scale and beauty?
That's a great question to ponder. It must give you such a richer appreciation. So thinking about this whole 8-day adventure, what part really sparks your imagination the most?
Yeah, what grabs you? Is it maybe standing among the ancient stones of Edinburgh Castle?
Or perhaps exploring those, like, otherworldly landscapes on the Isle of Skye?
Or feeling the history clatter beneath you on the Jacobite train?
Or maybe even the simple thrill of spotting seals or dolphins off the coast near my leg. There's so much packed in there.
It really is. Something for everyone, I think.